This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz. Federal jurors in Boston have heard defendant Gary Lee Sampson describe how he killed three men in a carjacking spree in 2001. Defense lawyers are trying to save Sampson from the death penalty. During day two of a new sentencing trial, prosecutors played Sampson's confession to police at the time to convince them Sampson deserves execution. WBUR's David Boeri was in federal court to hear the recordings and filed this report.
I slit his throat. Why? I do not know.
Gary Sampson was talking about his first victim.
I didn't want to kill him. I don't have any remorse at this time.
It's August 1st, 2001, and a state police detective thanks Sampson for his cooperation. But it's Sampson's tone, his attitude, his descriptions that prosecutors want the jurors to hear. After he savagely killed the grandfather, Philip McCloskey, Sampson's next target, by chance, was Jonathan Rizzo, another good Samaritan giving a ride to the hitchhiker. The portrait is of a killer playing with his victims, as a cat plays with mice.
I sprayed him with off to make him think that I wasn't going to kill him. It was premeditated. I planned on killing him. I needed the vehicle for a long period of time.
It was another bloody killing, but Sampson puts it in a different context. Rizzo died quickly.
I'm not a sadist. I'm just a sick murderer.
The interview went like this for 82 minutes, and at the end, Sampson asks for a cigarette and notes, that should be good for several life sentences. Prosecutors hope it will be good for the death penalty. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.